This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Adleni Gediora. I really hope I'm going to get that right, and I've got it right for the rest of time. We are talking about a new signing. My name is Hal. So let's look at another name that we're all going to struggle to pronounce. We can add that to the list. It's a midfielder, Adleni Gediora. Now, he signed a one-year contract with Sheffield United. This was after being not really on trial. I think Slavisa Jokanović already knew what he was going to get with the Algerian midfielder, but he was training with Sheffield United for several weeks after leaving Al Gharafa in the summer, the Qatari side, who play in the Qatari Stars League. So this is going to be a very different pace, joining the cut and thrust of a very busy championship. So let's start with, who is he? He's an Algerian international. He's 35. He'll be 36 in November. All the best people have their birthdays in November. And you might instinctively think, with his age, this means that he's slowing down. Well, I think we can already see with players like Billy Sharp, sometimes they can actually be reaching their peak. And you know, he's not slowing down as a footballer because his game is not now, nor has it ever been, about pace. He was born in France, but represents Algeria, the country of his father's birth. He has 63 caps, 2 goals at international level. And this will be his 14th professional club, which is, you know, quite a lot in a career that started in 2004. He's right-footed. He can play central midfield or deeper, just protecting in front of that defence. Gediora has had spells at Wolverhampton Wanderers, Nottingham Forest, Crystal Palace, Watford, Middlesbrough, Sedan and Charleroi, amongst others that are harder to pronounce for a dyslexic, so I'm going with them. He previously worked with Slavisa Jokanović at both Watford and Al Gharafa. His strengths and his weaknesses, always quite difficult for me to pinpoint these when I've only seen bits and pieces and read online about a player, but I do know that he's an intelligent holding midfielder. I also know he reads the game really well, but we need to focus on weaknesses as well. Bit of a hothead. So we can expect some bookings, possibly bans. For example, in his last match for Algeria, he came on in the 82nd minute and got sent off, 2 yellows. So let's see what happens. At Al Gharafa, he was widely regarded as the most consistent performer in that team. He was very popular there. Watford fans, if you ask them, they absolutely adored him. He was very much appreciated at Vicarage Road. But Middlesbrough fans, Forest fans, not so much. I think one quote I read from a Forest fan was, "He is woeful." Yeah, just reread it again. But that's football fans for you, you know, and it goes to demonstrate that I think how a player settles into a club is very important for how they perform on the pitch. And it does just go to demonstrate that this can be due to a number of factors, because he did it at one club in England, didn't do it at another club in England, did it at one club in England, didn't do it at another club. You know, it's very complicated, not always about what they can actually do with the ball at their feet. But his key attributes are his passing. He's very brave. He doesn't shirk a challenge. He's got great work rate. Always happy to take one for the team. He is a team-first player, which I think at Sheffield United we like. We like a hard-working player. He's naturally very fit. Excellent stamina, good technique. And one thing I think we will enjoy seeing, he's got an incredible long-range shot, which is, you know, it's always exciting, something to get the fans on their feet. I think, really, it's just a shame he's 35 years old, not 10 years younger. You know, if we were getting him then, I think we really would be in for some treat. In 2011-12 season, he won goal of the season for both Nottingham Forest and Wolverhampton Wanderers. And I think he is the only footballer ever to win the award for two clubs in the same season. If anyone can disprove that, do let me know. In 2019, he was named in the African Cup of Nations Team of the Tournament. Some teams, I think certainly at the start of the season, might have looked at Sheffield United and thought, They could bully our midfield. Well, with the additions we've made and adding in Guediora, not anymore. One thing I would say, I think that whilst this is a shrewd signing and could prove to be a really shrewd signing, it does push Regan Slater and Zach Brunt further down the pecking order. And from what we've seen of the youngsters that have been thrown in the first team, they've all looked like they can hack it. Maybe hack it, with Hackford only having that brief sub appearance, was the wrong choice. But I still think that kid's got a great future. So maybe that's the only marker that's a bit of a shame here with this. His career total is 330 appearances with 23 goals. So how's he going to fit into the Blades system? It is possible that Slavisa Jokanović is bringing him to play at the base of the midfield in place of Oliver Norwood, maybe. You know, he's better defensively and at carrying that ball forward than Norwood. Guediora might be able to find that killer pass. You know, he could be a deep-lying playmaker. Maybe he could be a deep-lying playmaker that releases Sander Berge kind of further up. We might finally see Sander reach his fullest potential now that we've brought this player in. He might be all those things. He might not. You know, we need to be patient because he hasn't played in England in 2 years. That could be telling. He was invited to train with the Blades after that Ronaldo Vieira deal collapsed, as first reported by Sheffield United Way on social media. So do follow us for more of that kind of thing. The main thing is, from past experience, he should be comfortable with Slavisa Jokanović's system. So that, for me, is exciting. It suggests he will have a part to play in what will be a long, as we know, arduous championship season. And that is Adleni Guediora.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.